Tito Jackson, a founding member of the legendary pop group The Jackson 5, has died. He was 70 years old. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has this appreciation.
Tito Jackson was born into a family of musical talent in Gary, Indiana. As a child, he didn't always follow his father's rules, but that led to a big discovery.
Tito had been fooling around with his father's guitar, and he wasn't supposed to touch the guitar, but when his dad would be at work, he would.
That's Fred Bronson, co-author of the book The Jackson's Legacy. As the story goes, one day Tito broke one of the guitar strings, and his dad found out. Bronson says that incident helped Joe Jackson see his children's artistic potential. Tito Jackson went on to play guitar and sing background vocals with his brothers, Jackie, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael, in the Jackson 5. The band signed to Motown in 1968 and became the first group in history to debut their first four singles at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Eventually, the Jackson 5 left Motown for a new contract with Epic Records. The band was renamed the Jacksons. Unlike his siblings, Tito Jackson did not launch a solo career for several decades. He got married at 18 and had three sons, TJ, Taj, and Terrell. In an interview with Vlad TV, Jackson said he decided making music with his siblings and raising his family should be his main focus.
A Tito Jackson career, on top of that, just wouldn't allow me the time. So I chose to be a father, do all the things fathers do.
His sons went on to form the pop trio 3T. And in 2016, Jackson finally released his debut solo album, Tito Time. We're never gonna stop. We'll take it to the limit. Tito Jackson continued to tour with his brothers for the rest of his life. A few days before his death, he shared a photo to Instagram alongside Jackie and Marlon at a memorial for Michael Jackson in Munich. He wrote, quote, "We're deeply grateful for this special place that honors not only his memory, but also our shared legacy." Tito Jackson is survived by his three sons. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.